So now we're on Daf Nun Amid Beis. Yosef Rav Yosef Kamid Rav Hamnuna. The Yosef Rav Hamnuna Vekamer. So Rav Hamnuna is the Rebbe, Rav Yosef is the Talmud, and Rav Hamnuna says something that's so strange that the whole place starts yelling and screaming. They're banging on the tables. It makes no sense. Kamer. K'shem Shei Rabbonim Yoshem El Makarka. Kachin Rabbonos Nizonos El Makarka. When a man dies, the Yerusha is restricted to Karka. Metaltalin are not part of the Yerusha. And so too, when a man dies, and his daughters will collect Mizonos from the estate, they can only collect it from Karka. Avish Alei Kuli Alma, the whole world started screaming and yelling, how could Rav Hamnuna make such a statement? Shavik ara, who the yarsi lebnei lo shavik ara lo yarsi lebnei. If a person left in his estate real estate, then there's Yerusha. But if he didn't leave any real estate, his children will starve. I mean, what's going to be with all his metaltalin? Imagine the guy is a diamond dealer, and he's got an amazing package of diamonds. It's worth millions. So what? It doesn't lend itself to Yerusha, only Karka, but not Metaltalin? That's impossible. Amalei Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef tries to suggest to his Rebbe Rav Hamnuna, what did the Rebbe mean? Did you mean this? Dilma, Ksuvas Bonin Dichrin Ka'amar Mar. Mar is, he's talking to him in third person. Maybe, Rebbe, this is what you were talking to. Ksuvas Bonim Dichrin. What happens is that when a man gets married, there's a ksuba. And if she dies, then there's certain karka that's meshuba to pay up her ksuba. But again, the husband's not going to pay his wife a ksuba if the wife is gone. But rather, there was a stipulation in the ksuba that in event that you, my wife, die after my death, so like she died first and then he died second, all of those karkos that were leaned mishubad for the ksuba will now go to the children. Which children? Ah. So here's an interesting point. He's got sons that are his biological sons. And then, his wife had sons from a previous marriage. So what do we do with the Yerusha? What we're going to do is, the sons that came into this world through this marriage, so let's say Yaakov was marrying Rachel. Rachel was previously married to another man and she had children for that marriage. Now, the ksuba between Yaakov and Rachel, which is meshubad in karka, will go to those sons that are born from the marriage relationship between Yaakov and Rachel. The other sons will get whatever's coming to them in the Yerusha, kifia chaluka, but they will not get the ksuba money. The ksuba money is earmarked by virtue of the tenai to the children, the sons from this marriage. So again, we're talking about after his death. And now, Rav Hamnuna is saying in the same way, when bonos on izonos, right, and a man dies and he leaves an estate, and the bonos will now take their mizonos from that estate, that's only from karka. Because once again, we're talking about a packaged takana, in which the Tanai Ksuba states that any sons that we'll have together in this marriage will inherit your Ksuba, and any daughters that we have from this marriage will collect their mizonos from the estate. So there was a shibud, a lien that was created from the time of Nisuin by virtue of the Ksuba, and a lien is only chal on karka, not on metal. Amalei Rav Hemnuna. Rav Hemnuna is very happy, he's very excited that his Talmud Rav Yosef figured out what he had in mind and protected him from all the, you know, the rotten apples and vegetables they're throwing at him. Mar de Gavarabahu, you're such a great man. Yada Maikamina, you understood what I meant. Om Rav Chiyabar Yosef, Rav Zon Michite Dialia. There was a case of Yesoma, and the father Nebuch died without leaving any karka. And Rav Paskin, that she, the daughter, would collect her mizonos from chite ma'alia. We'll see what alia means in a minute. But chitim are metaltal. And this seems to be the exact opposite of what we learned until this point. So Yiboylehu, the Gemara now vacillates back and forth. What exactly were these Yesomos demanding? Parnosa Avi? So now we'll go through the first possibility, then we'll pick up the second one. The first possibility is they weren't asking for Mizonos. Mizonos is only collectible from Karka. But rather they were asking for what's called Parnosas Nidunya, meaning that there are certain monies that were given to them by their father going into marriage. That's a nedunya. But in this case, the Yesoma wants to have money for her nedunya so that she can marry someone else. Umay aliyah, miluye diav. We're going to make an evaluation. How much of a nedunya would the father want to leave for his daughter so that she can get married? She can be attractive on the market. Ukirishmul diyamishmul afarnosa shamin biyav. We do an evaluation. Again, I don't know if we're evaluating his financial situation or what the custom is accepted in that area, or maybe we try to do a psychological study of his father, of the father, and we try to guess what monies would the father want to earmark for the nedunya of his daughter. Now again, this is no longer a din of Shibud Nechasim. This is a brand new umdana that we're trying to shatz up what the father would give. And therefore, there's no difference in karka metaltal. That's one side. Odilma, perhaps, mizone mamish hava. What these girls, these orphans, were demanding was real mizonos. Now, we know that if she's demanding mizonos, then that's within the context of the ksuba. And the Sheba of the Ksuba is only in Karka, not Metaltalin. Umay Alia, Midvar Matovim Shenevru Balia. Alia is not talking about the Chitim, which are Metaltalin, because all we're going to do is collect Karka, and only Karka. But the word Alia is the roof, or shall I say the attic. And when the Chachamim gathered together to make enactments, they used to gather together in the attic. The Omer of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Bialio Hiskinu Shei Bonos Nisonos, I would add the word Af Mina Metaltolin. So again, now we have two different interpretations of what Rav had paskin. Right, Rav. Toshma, b'yidei d'Rabbi Banai Achua d'Rabbi Achia Bar Abba Avi Metaltali d'Yasmei. So this Rav Banai was a shomer. They deposited metaltalin of Yesomim in his possession. Also, Lekavi de Shmuel, and now the young girls who are orphans came in front of Shmuel with regard to these metaltalin. And they want to collect those metaltalin for their mizonos. Amalei Zilzad. Shmuel talks to Rabbi Bana and he says, support them from these metaltalin. My lavla mizone, l'chor we should assume that they're collecting mizonos. Mukirav Yitzchok Bar Yosef, sphere, and he holds like Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef, that there was a special takana that for the sake of mizonos of banos, they would allow the banos to collect from metaltalin in an event that there was no karka in the estate. Lo, hasam leparnosa. Havi. What was going on there was Nidunya and Shmuel Tamei Omar Shmuel Lefarnosa Shomim Biav. We're going to do an umdana of the Dasa Av. We're going to try to figure out how much he would want to designate an earmark for the Nidunya of his daughter, and that's what she'll collect from the estate. So that's nothing to do with Shiva Nechasim, like Suba, and therefore there's no difference between Metaltalin and Karkos. Havi Uvda Ben Arda. So there was a case in Ardo of a person who died and he left absolutely no real estate. All he left were metaltalin. And now the bonos are coming to collect their mizonos from the taltalin of their father. V'don dine Nardo, and the dayonim in the city of Nardo were coming to the conclusion that in Ochinami they should be able to collect their mizonos from the metaltalin. Pupadisa, there was a similar case that came up in another city in Babel called Pupadisa, the Agri Rav Chana Bar Bizna. Rav Chana Bar Bizna collected mizonos for these young girls, these orphan girls, from Metaltal. Omaluhu Rav Nachman said to those Dayonim, Zilu Ahadra, go ahead and return the Metaltal that you gave to the Yisomim, to the brothers. The brothers meaning the male brothers, I mean the orphans, the Yisomim. So take away the metaltalin that you gave to the Yisomos and give them to the Yisomim. V'lo, and if you don't do, I threaten you. Magbina l'chu afandaychu minai. I'm going to collect from you. He says here, me traklinchem. I don't know exactly traklinchem. In any event, I'm going to take away from you because you violated the law by giving this horah. Rav Nachman holds like Rav Himnuna, that you don't collect for the Yisomim, for the Yisomos, I should say, from metaltalin only from karka. Rabbi Ami Ravasi sovel amazing metaltalin. They went ahead with Rabbi Yitzchok and the takana of the Aliyah that there is collection for the Soma for the somos from metaltalin. Amalu Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Milsed Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Lo Avid Ba Uvda Atun Avdin Be Uvda Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish were amongst the most chashuvim of all the Amoraim and Bavel. And they would not do such a thing and collect from metaltalin. And you went ahead and did so? Rabbi Lazar Savar L'meizim Metaltalin, he also wanted to support the Banos, the Yisomos, from metaltalin. Amal L'fanav Rav Shem Ben Yolok Rebbe, Yodani B'chosha Ein Midas Adinatos. You're not doing it because that's the real law. Ela Midas Rachmanos. You know, your heart is full of compassion for these girls, these young orphan girls. You're afraid that they might die of starvation. Ella, but nevertheless, I understand what motivates you, but you're really getting into very dangerous territory because Shemi Yirma Talmidim Vikva Aloch L'Doros. The Talmidim don't realize that your psak was based on Lifnim Meshus Adin. They think that the halacha is that banos could collect their mizonos from metaltalin, and that's a mistake. So I'm not sure the final bottom word here in this sugya, the final bottom line, it sounds like we're going to have to support these girls from tzedakah, from the community charity check funds, in order that no one should think that they have rights to collect metaltalin. Ha'hu diyosel akami de Rav Yosef amalahu So once again, it's a case of a Yesoma who wants to claim Mizonos from our brothers, and there's no karka. Hovule mi tamri del budya. There were tmarim that were harvested from the trees, and they were put on certain mats, and then they would collect them later on, and that's where they should collect their metaltolim from, their mizonos from. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Ilu Balchov Hava, let's say you had a Balchov, right? Let's say Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, can't pay back Shimon, Shimon goes to Lekuchos, and he cannot collect metaltolim. That was sold. There's no lien on metaltolim. How could it be that Rav, just to make sure I got the names right, that's Rav Yosef, how could Rav collect from the Tmarim for the Mizonos of the Yesomos, which is Metaltolim? In a case of Balchov, the Balchov can't collect from anything other than Karka. There's no Shibud except on Karka. So if Shimon borrows money from Reuven, the Karka of Shimon is Meshubah to Reuven, the Balchov. And if he sells it, now Reuven has recourse to collect from the Lekuchas, but not Metaltolim. So why should the Bas, who's on a lower level than a Balchov, how could she collect from Metaltolim? Omalei, Rav Yosef said, the Chazil of Budya Kamina. I didn't mean that you collect from the Tmarim. You'll sell the Tmarim on the open market in order to support the Yesomos. No, that's not what I meant. Chazil of Budya. What I meant to say is, there are still dates growing on the tree, but they're already fully ripened, and they're chazil budya, meaning you could put them on the mats over there. And here we turn to Daf Nun Aleph. So Abaye asks on Rav Yosef, but sof kola omed ligzos kigomis domi. We have a principle in halacha all over the show that if you have something that's growing in the ground but it's fully developed and all you need is just to harvest it, then it's considered karka. I'm sorry, it's considered metaltolin and it's not considered mechuba lekarka kikarka domi. And my answer is ditzricha ledikla kamino. I was talking about dates that are growing on the date tree, but they still need time to ripen. They're not fully matured. And therefore, since they still have to take yanika from the tree, from the dekel, therefore, it's considered mechubra lekarka kekarka dummy, and the yesomos could collect from those tomorrow. Okay, then, this is where we'll stop for today. And we're up to Hu Yosom V'Yosom on the top of Daf Nun Aleph. So let me wish you a great day.